This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve and Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sharon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Oh, my God, I got through. Hey, hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right. I'm sorry.
This is going to be fun.
I just stepped over to the neighbor's house.
All right, Sharon.
I'm listening to you. Hey, what's going on? You guys have me cracking up. You be talking about some things, and I was just laughing. Yeah, I'm old. Middle-aged.
Okay, old Sharon. You understand how this here game is played.
Hold on.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Sharon, you understand how this here game is played.
Okay. Let's play.
Okay. You have your choice of one of three categories. You have the wonderful world of drugs. I would say avoid that one. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. Which one of these three categories would you like to play?
Which one? The first one. No, the second one.
The second one. All right.
Which one?
Interior decorating.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Sharon.
All right.
Here's your story. A man tried to take a jet to Dubai with something stashed up his backside. One Michael Whitney from Liverpool, he was nabbed at the Manchester airport after the dogs there got a whiff of his illegal stash, which included cocaine, ecstasy, and ketamine. The 25-year-old was stopped by the UK Border Force and officers as he waited to board the flight. Jesus Christ. So, the dog smelled something, and he was taken to the hospital. And while he was there, he refused body scans, and no drugs were found during a strip search. However, later in his cell, he went to the toilet, and the contraband was discovered when inspected by a very unlucky guard. Authorities say 40 ecstasy tablets and over 31 grams of ketamine were found. Whitney then produced a small package containing over 12 grams of cocaine when using the toilet again. Now, he claimed they were for personal use during his 2 to 3 week trip abroad. He says he's a heavy user. They believe he's a drug mule. But the question we have for you is, how did our friend package his drugs to hide in his rectum? Did he put it in a soda bottle, a toothbrush case, a Kinder egg, or a sock? Is it Kinder or Kinder?
Kinder.
A Kinder egg, yeah. So soda bottle, toothbrush case, a Kinder egg, or a sock?
What's a Kinder egg? Oh,
it's like a chocolate egg, I think, but they're big in England.
You usually have a little, they have a little toy in them. Kids love them.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Okay, right. If it like that, you put it like that, I'll say that, then the egg.
You're going with the
Kinder egg for sure.
What was the fourth one, though?
The fourth sock. One was a sock.
Thanks for sharing, Dave.
Chad, what are you saying?
I can't believe I'm going to agree with her, but I think it's a Kinder egg, too.
Okay. Great minds think alike, Ted.
Thank you.
I'm going to go soda bottle.
Soda bottle.
Yes. What did he stash his stash in? Was it a soda bottle, a toothbrush case, a Kinder egg, or a sock? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. This man tried to fly to Dubai with something in his backside. He actually had it in something that was like a container.
Yeah.
But a dog did sniff him out. He went to jail and his stash was found. Question was, with all the drugs he had, did he stash them in his backside in a soda bottle, a toothbrush case, a Kinder egg, or a sock?
And that is the question we posed to you, Sharon. It was since hung up. I'm sure she's giggling somewhere. Miles, you went with the soda bottle.
Yep.
Afraid it was not the soda bottle.
Okay. That always throws me off when I see English people drinking out of soda bottles and they're shaped different.
They're what, narrower, slender, what,
They're just different.
Just different.
They're more Red Bull.
And they got
size.
Like a bigger bulb up top sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Sharon went with the Kinder egg, and Ted, you said, man, I hate to agree with her. Self-explanatory, but you agreed.
Kinder surprise.
You are correct.
Nice.
Yeah, we created that sound effect just for that. Play that one more time, Miles.
Me?
Okay.
Mike? Oh. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert. Tomlinson. The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title is, you guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
This year's Super Bowl is in Las Vegas, and I saw the tickets to the game are going the most expensive ever, with the cheapest ones going for $10,000. 10 grand is a lot for a football game, but it's dirt cheap to see Taylor Swift live.
He touched me.
Yep.
Fallon.
Well, guys, everybody's excited about this year's Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And I saw that tickets to the game are the most expensive ever, with the cheapest ones going for $10,000. 10 grand is a lot for a football game, but it's dirt cheap to see Taylor Swift live. I will say that. I'll do that.
A travel blogger says you should always check the irons in hotel rooms to make sure they're clean, because more people than you think use it to reheat leftover pizza. That story again, you could reheat pizza in your hotel room with the iron.
Yes, and Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Damn it.
Nasty.
I kind of want to try it.
I use those things all the doggone time. No, don't try it.
So do I.
I travel for doggone auctions, man. I got to iron out my shirt.
Or you got to dirty my pizza with your stupid shirt.
I'm being dead serious. I've used a couple of... an iron in a hotel room.
Okay.
Have you ever used one where you did not realize that you should drain the water first, and then when you spray the water, you realize it's maybe been in there for 6 months, and you just smell this misty mold mildew?
Not that.
Oh, they, God.
They're always empty when I use them.
All right.
Thank God. Yeah. I never thought about that.
I have made that mistake.
In fast food employment news, Chipotle is hiring 19,000 workers for its busy burrito season. And a related story, Chipotle is also hiring 30,000 bathroom attendants.
Fallon.
Colbert.
In fast food employment news, Chipotle is hiring 19,000 people for its busy burrito season. In a related story, Chipotle is also hiring 30,000 bathroom attendants.
Elon Musk just announced the first human subject received one of his Neuralink brain implants. It's never a good sign when the headlines words are first human subject. It's also never a good sign when you wake up from surgery and the doctor goes, "Oh my God, it worked."
Fallon.
Elon Musk just announced that the first human subject received one of his Neuralink brain implants. Yeah. It's never a good sign when the headline is the words first human subject. You know what I'm saying? It's never a good sign when you wake up from the surgery and the doctor says, "Oh my God, it worked."
So I was talking about that SNL skit. Like, obviously, the Super Bowl is still coming up. But, like, championship weekend is kind of like the last full weekend of football. Nah, I mean, there's just two games on because everybody likes the Super Bowl. So here's some facts about the Super Bowl that are pretty, I mean, they're spot on with what I'm saying. The average viewer will only watch 29 minutes of the game itself. 1 in 6 at less than 20. So basically, people aren't really watching that much. I will also say this too, but like an NFL football game, truthfully, only has what, 15 to 18 minutes of action.
Yeah, I mean, that's
most
of it
right. Is commercials and standing around. Like you think of football games as constant action, but it's
not.
What do we used to say? 6 second war, 30 seconds to 30 second timeout.
6 seconds also, of a play and 30 seconds of them.
When you watch your team play a regular game, you focus in on the game. You focus in on all that stuff. You're by yourself,
right?
Or you're with your friends, a couple friends. But when you have a Super Bowl, you're normally at someone's house. You're at a party. There's multiple people around. They're socializing. There's all kinds of food. There's a lot of different
food.
There's a lot of distractions. Food again. A lot of distractions going on.
Yeah,
unless it's your team.
Outside of two cities, like most of us aren't watching our team.
No, and I've been to parties before where the guys go outside to smoke during a commercial break, and all the women are inside because they've been waiting for the commercial break to watch the commercials.
Yeah,
and they're laughing and having a good time.
Only a third of Americans can name last year's Super Bowl champs. That was the Chiefs. They've been in 4 of the past 5 years. They've won 2 of those so far. I feel like just regular NFL fans didn't remember. They are the reigning defending NFL Super Bowl champions.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm rooting for the Niners.
A lot of us just want to socialize to the Super Bowl parties. 77, basically, most people want to socialize, but I like this. 77% agree it's rude to stand around the TV and gab near the TV.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So it's like, who are the people that don't think that's rude?
Right, just back away from the TV.
I'm assuming if you're having a party, you're not in a one-bedroom apartment, and we can kind of spread out.
Well, and the only way that anybody would find that acceptable is if the game was just on. Nobody, literally nobody at this party is at all invested in the game. It's something that you can look over at in between conversation. But if there is anybody sitting on that couch, staring at that screen, not talking to anybody, get the hell out of the same room.
Dude, I've been to plenty of Super Bowl parties where, honestly, it was like there had to be 25, 30 people there. And by the second half, it was only a group of like 4 of us that were just sitting down on the one couch and like
watching the game.
Fine. Right. Yeah. What's that?
Fine. Just take your conversation elsewhere. I'm watching the doggone game.
And not only that, but if the game is tight and the game gets close, sometimes it's kind of out of hand. So you kind of go, well, whatever. But if the game is close and you want to watch the game, yeah.
I also think sometimes.
And the commercials.
I also think sometimes, too, I like to watch the commercials. I don't think it's just people that don't care about football. Usually it's just a drunk person that doesn't realize they're blocking part of the TV.
Yep.
And I get it, because I've been that person. You were having a fun conversation. It's like, hey, the game started. Back away.
I did that 1 year. I was the drunk guy. It was like my first Super Bowl with the wife, and it was her and my sister and my brother-in-law. They were all over at my place watching the game, and I got hammered.
All right.
And they kept making fun of me because I wouldn't shut up. The game was going on. The commercials are going on. They're talking about important stuff, and I just keep on gabbing throughout the entire thing.
That's all right.
I had to leave.
One of my buddies, who I will say, to his credit, he's become a much better football fan as we've been friends.
Mm-hmm.
But years ago, he's over at my house and just talking the whole time, right? And, like, it's a good game. I'm interested in it. And then when it got to halftime, he starts blaring it, and it's like, nobody could talk. I really want to watch this performance. It's like, you got to be kidding.
Are you kidding?
But I love that guy, so it's fine. I let it go. But I was just like, come on, man, get real.
Just get the boil out.
Let's see. Not that guy. Now, taller. Hosting a party and thinking, that guy likes sports. Having a party and think about upgrading your TV. The top things people will buy for hosting a Super Bowl party include a new grill, a new TV, damn, new dishes, or a new couch.
All those things are good to have no matter what.
And I think, look,
but
I did this.
That's your excuse to do it.
Yeah, but.
Right. Thrill, that's exactly where I was going. Yeah. It's a good excuse to do it because, look, I did it. Like, I don't know why. Couches, you know you need a new couch, but you'd be like, we'll get it next weekend. We'll get it next weekend. And then every time somebody comes over, it's like, dude, this couch sucks. It's like, yeah, I know, I know.
Well, but typically I order from Gold Belly or one of those services a couple times a year. But if it's a Super Bowl, like I just got my order of wings from Buffalo yesterday. Stuck those bad boys in the freezer. I got them. I'm ready to rock. But normally I would not do that. I did make it the fall of Gold Belly. I use them a lot. But typically I do not do that. I don't spend, what was it, $100 on 50 wings or whatever shipped.
But it's the shipping that kills it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and right. Stuff like that. I think a lot of people probably buy some snacks and stuff that you normally wouldn't have.
It's just like a treat, you know?
Right. I know for me, there's probably once a year I eat deep dish pizza, and like Super Bowl Sunday might be like, all right, I'll go to that spot and get one of those. Speaking of which, last on the list, the food is really important. 77% say good food and good snacks are essential for a good Super Bowl party. The top five Super Bowl snacks in order: chips, dips, hot dogs, pizza, and burgers.
The food should be stepped up than your normal party. Look, if I'm inviting you over to watch a game, I'll have some chips out. I'll have maybe some desserts, some light snacks, whatever.
But not
it is.
A meal.
If you are coming to my Super Bowl party, I would put it on myself to step up that game.
Yeah.
See, hang on though. I don't know. It's like last year you came over to my house and we just kind of ordered commercial stuff. We had Whoppers and a big New Yorker.
That sounds good.
And chips. So I'm saying like,
but
to me,
you also made your dip.
I did.
Yeah.
I made
sliders.
Okay. To me, the Super Bowl means you go from chips to scoops. Whether those are corn chips, whether they are Fritos, like you up your game because the dip matters.
Yeah.
So you get a little sturdy.
I get
chip.
Where Mike's coming from. I don't know. I just think at the end of the day, you just need a good spread. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Last year, I kind of liked, we were just like, because we always kept seeing those Whopper commercials. We're like, we got a bunch of Whoppers. So the big New Yorker
that's
was
cool.
back. So, I mean, I don't know that you have to step it up a ton, but I will say
right.
there is some people, I don't know.
But
you know,
we wouldn't have gotten those if it was just an average day.
I think it's more about the spread than quote unquote. So you could do the same crap you do, but I took what I do well at July 4th. I took what I do well at Christmas. I took what I do well in the fall, but it's all here.
Look, we all, not Mike, we didn't know him then. We all went to a Super Bowl party one year, and it was prime rib.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Ooh.
Delicious. You were there. Delicious prime rib, but on the same token, it felt weird eating prime rib watching the Super Bowl.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like at that point, I just want to hunker down on a hot dog or a burger or a slice of pizza. That's just my thing. I feel like pizza has to be involved. You're watching the Super Bowl, man. Get in there. And you can mix it up, too. Have a little bite of sub. I'm just
that's
too,
what I no, but
I'm
that's what
too
I
excited.
Like. It's like grown man tapas. I got
it
a
is.
Piece of sub. I got a piece of pizza. Sometimes someone has lasagna. This is my dip over here. This is the other dip. Here's the three different chips I'm eating, but it's all on one plate.
Right, and no nutritionist is ever going to tell you the best way to eat is to graze.
Right,
it's probably the worst way. But outside of Christmas holidays, Super Bowl's like the one other day where it's like, we're just going to stand around and graze all day.
And on that day, they'd tell you, whatever it is you're grazing on will be unhealthy on its own.
No, it's weird. Yeah. No one makes hamburgers and hot dogs for the Super Bowl.
Hot dogs, yeah. Hamburgers are different.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you got kids.
I mean, you're right, but as I read that list earlier today, I was like, maybe some burgers wouldn't be bad.
It's about maintaining them, I think. I feel like with hot dogs, even if they dry out, because some people like the dry-ass, burned-up hot dogs, like, people will fight through it. A dry burger, you're like, eh.
I'll tell you what, though, that one person who brings that tray of pinwheels with the turkey from Costco, I love them.
They are good.
There's somebody who always brings those, at least, and I hope they do because oh my God, these are great.
They are. I love turkey pinwheels. Costco's are probably the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now.
sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man is dead because he went to work and ate someone else's lunch. Meanwhile, a 285-year-old lemon goes up for auction and fetches a bunch. Naked man barges into Florida store and ironically steals a shirt. Shocking that a woman flying Frontier Airlines would drop her skirt. And a lost diamond wedding ring is found after workers at a recycling center actually found it. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
They gave him a t-shirt.
Top story.
Just say thanks.
We go to Virginia, where a man has been sentenced. Police arrived on the scene of a local Target on reports of an employee that had been murdered by his coworker. They eventually tracked down the man responsible and arrested him, which was when they got his side of the story. The man had been wronged by the employee so much so that he concocted a full plan to purchase a hammer and two knives, spent the night training with the weapons, and sat in the parking lot early to wait and carry it out. He premeditated this thing. Like, this employee screwed up and crossed him wrong, right? For his crimes, he was sentenced to 100 years, with 30 of them suspended, meaning that his first chance at release will be in 70 years. The guy's 25. He's going to be 95 years old by the time he's got a chance to get out.
Was your food worth it, man?
But what did this victim do to deserve this? He stole the man's lunch out of the communal refrigerator.
I wonder what he had in there.
Right.
I mean, it pisses me off, too, but I will not kill
you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it was definitely a good enough lunch to want to take it, whatever it was.
Right.
Dude, it's Colosi's.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like, that's like a bologna sandwich you made, like, why, dude?
Right. Doggone it.
Oh, we used to have that problem at the old building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Doggone it.
Where's my burrito?
It's a 79-cent burrito, but everyone was broke.
Right. Yes.
That's their burrito, man. Like, don't, you know it.
Where's my Loretta's?
I would always hear this. Someone go, I didn't know it was yours. I go, that's never the issue. You knew that it wasn't yours.
If you didn't put it in there, it's not yours.
Correct.
But do you think there's
yours.
A food fairy, or you close the freezer, open it back up, like, burrito, must be mine.
In other news over in Philly, a woman on a Frontier Airlines, you know what, we talked about that earlier, and I want to talk about a different one. For more nudity, we go to Florida. Officers were flagged down by several witnesses reporting that a nude man had barged into a local thrift store. The story goes that the man came from another place completely naked and ran into the thrift store Stop It, which is run by the church and offers discounted prices and even free clothing to needy folks. In which he proceeded to act erratically. He was given a pair of shorts to cover himself and asked to leave, but he managed to steal a handful of t-shirts on the way out. He was arrested and faces several charges.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call the cops.
Right.
Especially at a church. You go like, this is not the guy I want in here, but based on what we are claiming our mission is, he needed it because he was naked.
Right. Just calm down. Take your doggone clothes
off. If you
and leave.
Come in clothes and steal clothes, I call the cops. If you're naked, I'm like, homeboy needs clothes.
Here you go.
I think we can all agree.
I'm going to Nordstrom. Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To South Carolina, where workers at a recycling center turned out to be the heroes for a local woman. She called the facility in a panic, informing them that her ring had come off of her hand as she was taking out the recycling. She knew her chances of finding it were slim to none, but did ask that if they could keep an eye out for her piece of jewelry. But the facility employees did her one better. They spent hours digging through one of the bins to eventually come up with the ring. She's since been reunited with it.
Good on him, man.
Brilliant story, man. Good work, everybody involved. Here in the world of sports, nothing local on tonight, but you've got some college hoops over on ESPN channels, CBS Sports and FS1, NBA basketball on ABC tonight, as well as over on Root, where the Trailblazers, if that's your jam, are playing the Bucks. You've also got a hockey game over on TNT tonight, if you'd like to go and check that one out. As far as the weather, looking at light rain all the way into tomorrow morning, but it's expected to clear up by early afternoon, giving us some nice temps into the high 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Head chef, heads, meat, potatoes. Tomorrow, once again, we'll play the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed, it's all true. But in the meantime, well, so until next time, please do what you do best for Aletha's sake. Stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.